you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. NBA playoffs roll on yesterday. Thunder over the Nuggets in an ugly game, Jones, 92-87. But that series is now tied 2 games apiece. And the Pacers blow out the Cavs, 129-109. Indiana now 1 game away from going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. And Donovan Mitchell's status up in the air for game 5 for Cleveland.
Yeah, so I have no idea. I said this earlier. My guess is, based on how much of a blowout it was, he'll be able to play in game 5. I'm not sure it's going to matter, though. I think that series is over. I don't think the Cavs are winning 3 straight against Indiana. So the East wide open if the Celtics can figure things out. I still think OKC comes out of that other series, but that's been when we look, we talk here a lot about the Celtics, focusing on the Celtics, but if we were a little more locked in on OKC, SGA hasn't been great. That team hasn't been great. They've been, I said this in round one, I didn't even like how they were playing in a sweep over, was it Memphis who they beat in round one? I didn't think they were great in that series, and they swept them. So they've been a little underwhelming for a team that had, you know, a borderline historically great regular season.
You think a tougher matchup for OKC this round against Denver or whoever comes out of the Minnesota Golden State series?
Well, if it's Golden State, I think that's a hard series. If it's Minnesota, I think this is a tougher
Minnesota,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
So tonight, obviously, Celtics-Knicks game 4. Then Timberwolves and Warriors. Minnesota leads that game, that series 2 games to 1. Tip off after 10 o'clock.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
All right, how about a little Stanley Cup playoff action for you? Yesterday, Brad Marchand and the Panthers defeated the Maple Leafs 2-0.
Wow.
Series is 2-2.
See what happened in game 3?
I did. Marchand.
Big one.
Yep, that's a heck of a player.
That's why he's there.
Uh-huh. Stars beat the Jets 5-2, so Dallas leads that series 2-1. On the schedule tonight, Capitals and Hurricanes with Carolina up 2-1, and Golden Knights Oilers, Edmonton up 2-1.
I know that's a big series for Wiggy. Wiggy sprinkled a little bit on the Oilers to win the whole thing.
So the Oilers, the whole thing, or just the series?
I forget. Or did he have
the West?
Yeah, or did he have them in the finals? I'm trying to remember now, but he's a
final.
He's an oil man. Yeah. Sorry, Stanley Cup final.
Stanley Cup final.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Red Sox Tigers tonight. Tanner Houck on the hill. We'll see how Tanner Houck does. It is a first pitch tonight. I think it's a 6:40. So that would be a 5:40 pregame here on WEEI. It is also a Will Fleming, Lou Maloney series.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's two guys who agree. If he's going to hit, he can just play wherever he wants.
Just take it up with him.
Doesn't matter where he is.
Nope.
The Tigers, we looked this up late last week. The Tigers sold the best record in baseball, best win percentage.
They lost a couple to the Rangers.
Yeah. So the Dodgers passed them. They are tied with the Mets for the second best win percentage in baseball. They have the best record in the American League.
Sure.
Grab bag.
WWE Backlash was this weekend, Jones, where all the champions retained.
Okay, good.
Now I know you're wondering, like, what the heck?
I was like, who's got the strap?
John Cena still has the strap.
Nice.
Dominic Mysterio still has the strap.
Phew.
Lyra Valkyria still has the strap. Jacob Fatu still has the strap. And Pat McAfee, I was worried about this guy.
Yeah.
He had a one-on-one singles match with Gunther.
You pointed this out to me. They've basically been showing his highlights all day on the McAfee show. I mean, look.
He's been just watching his own tape.
Look, I mean, look, if I were in that position, I would be breaking it down like the Zapruder film, so I don't disagree with that. I did see he had like one nice little like backflip off the ropes. You see that?
I saw that, yeah. I saw that match.
That's not safe.
They were literally just slapping each other for a while.
That was your description? It was a very accurate description. I don't know if you agree or disagree, Billy.
Just
but
slapping bare chest.
Keith was like, did you see any of this? I was like, no. He's like, they basically just slapped
each
other.
Yeah, the little I saw was a lot of slapping.
They just took turns slapping.
A lot of slapping.
They just take turns like, I'll slap you.
Friday night. What's going on there?
It was pretty intense.
Yeah, seriously.
But Gunther got the win.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keith, grab back. Do, 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 do. Blah, blah. 93.7, Jones and Keith, grab back. Jones and Keith, grab back.
All right, the NBA draft lottery is tonight.
Really?
Yeah, NBA draft lottery.
Didn't know that.
Utah, Washington, and Charlotte all have a 14% chance at the number one pick, followed by New Orleans, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, Toronto, San Antonio. So some people were talking about San Antonio. So they have the eighth. They only have a 6% chance. However,
it's worked out for them in the past.
Back-to-back rookie of the years. And if they could add Cooper Flagg to that team, what a quick turnaround.
Well, I was going to say, what a stretch for Maine. I was just about to say this. Miss Maine was this weekend.
Miss Maine. People are all still talking about Miss Maine.
Bill was at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
No doubt.
And now you got Cooper Flagg. We're going to find out a destination for him. So big stretch for Maine.
So Danny Ainge is obviously feeling pretty good.
Is
there a team that you either want him to go to, or is there team you really do not want him to go to?
The Spurs would be cool. Give me the top odds again.
So Utah, Washington, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want him anywhere.
I mean, maybe just him with Ainge is mildly interesting, but those all sound like terrible destinations.
New Orleans, Philly. Would the league rig it for Philly or Brooklyn?
Maybe.
Maybe.
No, I think the Spurs would be interesting.
Spurs,
him and Wemby, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Turn on the radio.
All right, the NFL schedule will be coming out later this week, and we've already have the first game, officially the first game, the season kickoff, which will be on Thursday, September 4th. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles will host the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't like it.
Dallas Cowboys. You don't like that one?
I like, for the season kickoff, I do like kind of a standalone. I don't like a divisional game that we see.
It's not necessary.
That's the right way to say it. I don't think it's necessary. Like a couple of years ago, we got Chiefs-Lions. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Now,
give me something like
what
that.
What even was it last year? I guess I don't recall. Chiefs Ravens.
Those are
not that you don't get that. Like those are teams that'll probably play each other maybe even multiple times in a year if they meet in an AFC title game, but I don't need a divisional game. We do get to see George Pickens, who I wanted for the Patriots. Anytime, maybe a couple of touchdowns in that game. Who knows? Don't we know the Friday game too? Don't we know the Brazil game?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Chiefs and Chargers.
So that's another divisional game. Florio had a takeaway on this. He's like, is that a clue that the whole league early on week one might be very division happy? That would not be ideal.
If it's all division matchups, who do you want the Pats to play week one?
Not Buffalo.
Give me
the Jets.
Home to the Jets.
Yeah.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start with a win. You got to see one. Sometimes you just got to see one go in.
I'd say
they need a win there.
I'm a genie in a
bottle,
baby. Come on and let me out.
Well, there's already starting some scuttlebutt about a potential Giannis trade this offseason. So predict next team for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Well, would you rule out the Spurs? Spurs are an interesting team.
I'd rule nothing out.
We talked about this before. I would never rule out Pat Riley and Miami. Pat Riley had kind of a wild press conference late last week talking about Jimmy Butler and all their expectations. And they're going to be under some fire there. I just looked up these odds earlier.
Houston's got to be towards the top,
Houston was
right?
One. So I think if he leaves, you're right. If he leaves Milwaukee, Houston was the favorite.
Yeah.
I just thought Brooklyn's expected to be in too.
That would make sense, right? A team like Houston, where they have a lot of young players, picks. I mean, would you rule out a team like OKC? I don't know where they are.
They fall short,
they have thousands of picks. They have so many first-round picks, it's not even funny. Yeah. I'm not saying that would be a smart move for them. I already think they're pretty good, and they don't need to bring in a giant loser like him. But it'd take a lot of pressure off if it's SGA and him. I don't know if that's enough shooting between the two of them. I wouldn't rule out a team like that. I don't know if they have high odds to get him or not.
Yeah.
But that would make some sense.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, these teams that fall short, like, would Cleveland look for a big change up? Or, like, is Giannis looking to get out of Milwaukee and go to, like, a big place for the first time? Like, I don't know what his motivation is either. I think he's still really good. Like, we put him on our losers list. Like, he's a loser player.
He's a loser, but he's excellent. Who won.
Yeah, right. But he's really, really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Houston makes sense. San Antonio makes sense. I'd throw in OKC as a dark horse. They have the draft picks to go get him.
Okay. All
right.
Very good.
Once there was this grab bag. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, if anybody saw this. Anthony Richardson, the Colts quarterback.
No, but I heard Shine make a passing reference to Richardson that I did not get today, so I don't know what this is.
So he... Oh, no, this is old. Never mind. Forget it.
What?
Dove Kleeman had it, but now it's... I just looked it up. It's old.
Well, what is
so
it?
Anyway, he has
a, what is it?
So he has his entire back is tattooed.
Uh-huh.
This is annoying. This is like a year old. Never mind. But he has his entire back tattooed, but apparently he took like anesthesia, got knocked out so they could tattoo his back, which I feel like is cheating. You can't.
This is like a thing that people are doing now. Like whole body, they'll
this is like severance. This is like getting severed and then go like part of getting a tattoo would be the pain of it. So anyway,
is
he
that
gets
part
knocked
of it?
Out. Yeah, I think so.
I don't have any tattoo. You have a
it's
tattoo.
Like I've
tattooed. Billy, you have a tattoo? Are you tatted up back there, Nick?
Four of them.
Four? Oh, wow. I didn't realize
one
that.
One on each arm, one on each leg. Got them 20-something years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Sick. But you didn't get knocked out for it.
No.
You didn't go under?
A little lick it up, but not, like, knocked out.
Yeah. You're like, this kind of hurts. Just going to kind of, you know, grin and bear. Because normally you see guys all tatted up, you're like, oh, that guy at the very least had to sit very still, and it had to hurt like hell.
Yeah.
This guy's like, no, just take me out. So 7 hours takes him out. But he's like, the thing I read, and now this is annoying because it's old, but it was like, it combines his two loves, football and gambling. For real. He has like a roulette table.
Oh, he has cards.
Tattoo.
Oh, nice.
Like money, like all this stuff. Like,
Guy loves gambling. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Starting quarterback in the league.
Who among us can blame?
No, it's good.
Yeah.
That's why he's tapping out of games.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Makes
for
sense.
Sure.
Maybe that's why he stayed in some of the games he stayed in.
Yeah. Rich Keefe. Don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a
grab bag.
To yourself.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Oh, yeah, but I think I saw they're optimistic.
They're optimistic?
The Steelers are going to land him. Yeah, I think I did see that, yeah.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags
in a row.
Best NBA performers from last night. Aaron Gordon, 15 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists.
Loss.
Miles Turner, 20 points, 7 rebounds.
Win.
Shea Gildress-Alexander, 25, 6, and 6.
Win, but eh.
Nikola Jokic, 27, 13, and 3.
Loss.
Pascal Siakam, 21, and 6.
Ooh. Miles Turner.
Not a great list.
Miles Turner.
Yeah, not a great.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's.
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. From Detroit Tiger. Former Detroit Tiger.
It's a Davy Cruz. Text line already guessed. Is it Davy Cruz?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It is a Tiger. Also, sure. Tiger Marlin Cardinal Dodger Red.
Tiger Marlin Cardinal Dodger Red
outfielder.
Oh, I was about to guess Renteria. Okay,
right-handed stick.
Yeah,
right-handed arm. Throw it in from the
right. Yep.
Side. He is. Let's see, a one-time member of the 2020 club.
Nice.
Now he did it with two teams that year, but I think it still counts. Same season. He had 24 home runs, which is a career high. 21 steals. A career 270 hitter with 156 home runs. Was a part of two World Series winning teams.
Oh.
The 03 Marlins and the 06 Cardinals.
Oh.
He debuted in 1997, and he was done after the 2007 season.
Okay.
Played his most games.
Juan Pierre?
Oh.
Nope, good one.
Oh.
Played his most games with the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. I was thinking the Grandy man at first. It's not him. The timing's off on all that, so it's not Curtis Granderson.
And he played for the Yanks.
Oh, Yankees were not on the list.
No.
Oh, sorry.
You guys were really quick last week. Had to go a little, I don't know if it's a deeper cut, but he's a no-time all-star.
Okay.
What else can I tell you about this guy? 127
kind of
career steals.
Marlins outfield.
Yeah, or the Cardinals outfield. You can work on either one. Yeah.
get cracking.
Yeah, Jeff Conine. No.
Good
one. 2020.
No, not Jeff Conine.
Conine might have been on the 99 Marlins.
Text line does have
it. They have it?
Text line has it.
I haven't gotten one in weeks.
Uh-huh.
Hang on.
So
Nothing from our kids.
No.
Text line has it?
Text does.
Juan Uribe?
Nope.
Ooh, good guess. Twitch chat? I see multiple Travis Fryman. It's not Travis Fryman?
Not Travis Fryman. No, no, no. Fryman played for the Indians for a long time.
Juan Encarnacion.
He got it!
I wouldn't have gotten
you
that.
You guys guessed a few Juans, but
okay.
Not the right
first
one.
Thing is half credit.
Okay. Cameron Maben is a name. I was trying to come
Cameron
up with
Maben's
that.
A good
I was trying to come up with that name. I couldn't think of it. I was trying to come up with that.
Juan Encarnacion.
Was wrong anyways. Juan Encarnacion.
Yeah. Good player.
Nice player.
Yeah, very useful.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember him for most of the teams that were on the list.
Yeah, I know.
Huh.
I was surprised he played the most for Detroit. I guess that was early in his career.
I was surprised he played for the Cardinals when they won a World Series.
Yeah.
Huh. Juan Encarnacion.
Yeah.
Juan gone, as they maybe thought about calling.
He hit two home runs in the 0-3 playoffs.
Nice.
En route to his first ring.
Sick brag, bro.
First of two rings.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So there you go. Juan Encarnacion, random baseball player of the day, every day in the grab bag. By the way.
You know how much money he made in his career?
Oh, yeah. Let me get a good $35
million. Wow. $33.1 million.
Nice.
That's good.
Couldn't guess him, but asked me how much he's getting paid.
Yeah.
Text line, by the way.
Rules, you didn't get it.
Well, I was glancing at that's true. Well, I was glancing at the option. Ooh, Brandon Inge, good one. I like Brandon Inge. I like Inge. Text line says that Tank Dell went under for a full leg tattoo 2 weeks ago.
Went under? What is this? This is not allowed.
That's what the text line claims.
No. He's all tatted up. He doesn't remember any of it because they knocked him out. That's absurd.
Although he has had a lot of work done like recently, so I...
He's like, well, while I'm under,
yeah,
can you stitch up this one, tattoo the other one? You got a doctor on one side, yeah, tattoo artist.
Two for one.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
All right, in that case, fine. You're already getting the surgery.
Save on the anesthesia. There you go.
That's fine.
Makes a lot of sense.
I'll give you that.
617-779-7937. That's the grab bag each and every day. Here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. And we got the clip du jour next.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.